It's Friday, July 7th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump chastised North Korea again last night, charging the rogue nation with, quote, very, very bad behavior, unquote, and warning of, quote, some pretty severe consequences, unquote. However, support from China and Russia remains tepid, as both nations refuse to support a United Nations resolution intended to increase economic sanctions on North Korea. In a speech given in Warsaw, Poland Wednesday, President Trump told the world that the West would never, ever be broken.
The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization in the face of those who would subvert and destroy it?
We ought to remember what James 4:14 tells us. For you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Thus far, newly nominated Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch has proven himself to be a strong advocate for the conservative side of the bench. Fox News points out that Gorsuch has positioned himself with Justice Clarence Thomas 100% of the time on 13 separate votes. The UK Mail reports at least 20 doctors have quit the British Medical Association after the organization voted to support full-term abortion. The policy shift for the BMA runs counter to the Hippocratic Oath that includes the line, quote, quote, I will not give to a woman a pessary to cause abortion, unquote. Roger Kiska from Christian Concern told the World View that what Britain needs is a change of heart.
Pray for a change of hearts and minds here. It is my hope that one day we won't be performing abortions, not because it's illegal, but because we realize how abhorrent it really is. So just pray for those in Parliament. Pray for those who will be voting on this. Pray for a change of hearts, really, so that this government and governments moving forward will scale back on abortion and eliminate it completely.
The Australian Essential Polling Group found that Aussies are more than ever supportive of the marriage of those given to unnatural relations. Only 26% of Australians oppose the practice, down from 31% in 2013. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. That's Proverbs 29:27. Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cakes in Denver, appeared on ABC's The View last week to make the case for his religious liberty appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Phillips told the women on The View that, quote, the Bible clearly teaches marriage is between one man and one woman, unquote. When asked if Jesus would bake a cake for a homosexual wedding, Phillips answered in the negative, quote, because that would have contradicted the rest of biblical teaching, unquote. The liberal panel did not agree with him.
What do you think Jesus would have done in that situation?
I don't believe that Jesus would have made a cake.
You don't?
If he'd have been a baker.
Oh, come on.
But he would have.
Jesus
been
would
with
have made
him.
The cake.
The National Bureau of Economic Research found young American men between 21 and 30 years of age are working 12% fewer hours than they were 15 years ago. The study found that most of that time off from work consisted of playing video games. America's young men have the third worst work ethic of 34 developed nations, according to the Council of Economic Advisers, all of which vindicates the truth of Proverbs 19:15, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Thanks be to God for progress made in Indiana. The annual number of abortions committed in the state has dropped by 8.5%, according to the Indiana State Department of Health. Mike Fichter, the president of Indiana Right to Life, attributes this to, quote, the pro-life policies set forth by then-Governor Mike Pence and pro-life leaders in the General Assembly, unquote. Fichter noted that there were still 7,277 abortions last year, and that's 7,277 too many, but that 618 lives saved over 2015. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 7th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.